Four quarters isn't enough in Pofftown. First round of the state 4A playoffs. Reagan and Southeast Guilford headed to overtime, tied at 38.
Yeah, so we knew we were in for a classic, and, well, we're headed to OT, so how about some free football?
First overtime game we have had this season. First time we've had one in a couple of years.
I suppose so. I'm trying to think. Last year, I'm not sure we had one. But, yeah, it's been a while. It feels like we've had one here before.
We have a double overtime game between West Forsyth and Reagan. I believe that was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, in high school overtime, each team gets a possession. And it'll basically be first and goal at the 10-yard line for each team. And just do what you can and try and punch it in and then try and make a defensive stop on the other end.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, start at the 10. I know college is the 25, so high school start at the 10. And they'll have a coin flip here.
Yep. They'll bring one captain out from each side. KJ Woody will do the honors for Reagan. And Ian McKinnon, who has three touchdowns tonight, his fifth straight game with multiple touchdowns. And he's a guy who plays both ways, linebacker and running back. An amazing second half of the season for the senior. So now it comes down to the coin toss. It'll be McKinnon making the call. Josh McGee and Earl Bates both peering over their captain's shoulders. Man, what a game here tonight in Pofftown.
I just want you to know I love listening to you.
Right now, the officials explaining the overtime rules to.
Yeah, I gotta go through them all.
This would be a great time for a ref.
It would. It really would.
We still have 5 weeks for that.
Because, you know, obviously they started the 10. I know that. Yep. But once you get into, you know, the going for two and all that, yeah, I'm not so certain about those rules.
They're showing McKinnon the coin. We just had to.
Even in college, I'm not sure. You know, after a certain point, you have to start going for two or
all right, there's
things
the flip.
Like that. But all right.
And Southeast won the coin toss. They're going to be going toward the north end zone to our right, and I think they want the ball first. I didn't get a really clear
signal on
that.
There was no clear indication from the official.
He just kind of tapped McKinnon's shoulder and said, okay, they're going right.
I think so. Well, what kind of personnel? So, all right, Pridgen and the offense going out on the field. Well, we'll find out.
All right, so Josh McGee right now is huddled up with his offense. So Southeast Guilford's going to go on defense first. So they're going to go with the baseball mentality here, home team batting last. So they want to know what they have to deal with here.
Yep.
So first and goal for Reagan from the 10-yard line to begin overtime. Brenner Pridgen. Looking over at the near sideline. First overtime game for him in his young career. Now from the shotgun. On first and goal. Pridgen looking, lobbing, going for the end zone, and it's overthrown. Carson Bowman, the intended target, went soaring about 3 feet above his black helmet, makes it second down.
Yeah, they had the one-on-one coverage, but just a little high from Pridgen. Adrenaline certainly flowing, so gotta manage that.
Remember, there is no clock here in overtime. It's just straight-up possessions. The only clock that runs is the play clock. Second down and goal from the 10-yard line now for Reagan as they go from left to right across your radio. Elijah Davis goes in motion from right to left. On second down, high snap. Pridgen handles it, hands it off. Evans starts left, cuts back up the middle, inside the five. And he is tackled at about the two-yard line after a surge of 8 yards. It'll be third down and goal now for the Raiders.
He is able to break free on that one. Almost broke the plane, but got tripped up.
Now a little bit of confusion here for Reagan. Starting to run to the sideline was one of the offensive linemen, and Josh McGee said, no, get back out there. Now Pridgen goes under center. Third and goal from the two. Quarterback sneak right up the middle. Trying to push forward. Lunging. Angling. And in! Touchdown, Reagan! Brenner Pridgen on the quarterback sneak is able to just get the ball across the plane from 2 yards out.
I just kept moving those legs on the QB sneak and able to break the plane there.
That secondary surge behind Nick Yount, Logan Calhoun, and Isaias Gonzalez. And Reagan takes a 44-38 lead. Now the all-important extra point here for Connor Stone. Good snap and hold. Kick is on the way. It is up and it is good. One possession into overtime. Reagan leading Southeast Guilford 45-38. Now the Falcons get their shot.
Yeah, and they know what they have to do. Score a touchdown and add the PAT to tie.
And Earl Bates has already pondered a couple of times whether to go for two in the win.
Yeah,
both
yes.
times he decided to go with the extra point to tie the game. Does that narrative change now that we're in overtime? Winner of this game gets Grimsley next Friday night in the second round. So now it is Southeast Guilford at the 10-yard line heading toward the north end zone to our right. Alexander Marsh from the shotgun takes the handoff. Marsh taking it to the left, gets outside, now cuts upfield, dives. Did the ball pop out?
He might have been down.
I think the ground caused the fumble. As he went diving to about the 4-yard line, it's a gain of 6. And it's going to make it second down and goal.
Well, they go with the option play on that first play of overtime for Southeast, Dave. And Marsh keeps it himself, looking for the outside. Yeah, got tripped up, and that ground caused the fumble.
Second and goal from the 4. Southeast Guilford, white jerseys, black pants, black helmets. Reagan defending in teal jerseys, teal pants, and black helmets. Marsh in the shotgun. On second down and goal. Takes a snap. He'll hand it off. McKinnon right up the middle, and he's going to get into the end zone again. Touchdown, Southeast Guilford. Ian McKinnon matches his jersey number. Fourth touchdown of the game. And again, decision time for Earl Bates.
Yeah, we'll see what he does.
And now a timeout will be called by Southeast Guilford as they'll discuss things. Well, that touchdown was too easy there for McKinnon from 4 yards out. He went untouched off right tackle into the end zone.
I mean, you run behind off right tackle again, and you get those blocks. Could be an easy 2-point conversion, but of course, nothing easy out there.
Remember, you have big Micah Martin in that left tackle spot.
You can run that way.
295-pound junior has that offer from Charlotte. And more to come. He's being scouted out by some of the Power 5 schools as well. 45-44. Reagan leading Southeast Guilford. Falcons just punched it into the end zone. And now, do you go for the tie to extend overtime or the win to move on to the second round?
Kicking team is out there.
Yep, Jackson Kinderman will come on for the extra point. And perhaps a sigh of relief from the Reagan sideline.
Yeah.
Kinderman, left-footed kicker. He's just a freshman. And a timeout called by Josh McGee. They're going to try and ice him.
And make him think about it.
Again, Kinderman, part of a long line of good kickers at Southeast Guilford. Remember a couple of years ago when they made that run to the state championship game in 2018, Jonathan Medlin, later kicked in college at Lenoir Ryan, and then they had Aiden Bondi for what felt like
my
a
gosh.
Decade. He was a terrific kicker. Now it's Jackson Kinderman, the freshman. Extra point to tie to extend overtime. And Josh McGee on this night that has dipped into the upper 40s temperature-wise, trying to freeze the kicker.
You don't think that Earl Bates will say, let's go for two now.
They're huddling up at about the 30-yard line.
I'm sure he'll kick it, but...
Well, guess what? Jackson Kinderman just went to the sideline. Southeast Guilford's going to go for the win here in overtime. From the 3-yard line, 2-point conversion for the win. Alexander Marsh in the shotgun, takes a snap, rolling out to his left, looking, throws, and it is caught, and it's inbounds. It's a 2-point conversion. Southeast Guilford wins in overtime on the 2-pointer, 46-45.
Wow, they go with the design rollout for Marsh. Everybody's moving to his left, and he throws it to the far side of the end zone there.
Lamel Bess
wow.
makes the catch. And Southeast Guilford pulls the stunner in Pufftown. 46-45, the final in overtime.
What a catch by Lamel Bess to able to get a foot in bounds and hold on to the ball. What a game.
Alexander Marsh was under pressure as he was rolling out to his left. Threw it toward that front left pylon. And about 2 yards deep in the end zone, Lamel Bess makes the full extension grab and is able to drag his feet just in bounds for the 2-point conversion. And Southeast Guilford is headed to Grimsley next week to take on the Whirlies in the second round.
Yeah, that should be an interesting game. Both teams have played each other, a rematch, but you celebrate the victory here tonight for the Falcons. That's a heck of a win.
What a game to get these 2024 state playoffs started. Southeast Guilford moves to 7-4 on the season. Reagan, overcoming so much adversity over the year, has their 2024 campaign end at 6-5. And the first ever meeting between Southeast Guilford and Reagan is one that's going to be remembered by both sides for a long time.
Absolutely. This was an instant classic and, of course, ends on the 2-point conversion in overtime. Wow.
Unbelievable game. The cheerleaders from Southeast Guilford out on the field celebrating with the team as the Falcons now jogging and a couple of them collapsing down to a knee, just exhausted from this game.
A lot of football.
A lot of football, a lot of emotional swings. And Earl Bates, very calmly, very coolly, just addressing his team now. He has been through these wars before. 14th season as a head coach. And Southeast Guilford gets its first playoff win since 2019. A 46-45 thriller in overtime. Falcons defeat Reagan in the first round of the state 4A playoffs. Fifth quarter show comes up next. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WSJS.